Blog Talk Radio.
Listen up. Positive reinforcement must be individualized to the specific person receiving it, or reinforces one person's behavior may not have the same effect on someone else.
Wake up, desire. In my soul, focused attitude completes the goal. Always want to bring you down. Point to make, win a negative crown. Stomp the ass, stomp the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many cats, young or old. Try no matter what your tone. Never travel backward, ain't going back to the drawing board. Disconnected comments of envy, believe me, enough, I've heard plenty. Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many cats, young or old. Try no matter what you're doing. Stat to the lobby. Be content, it's only a hobby. Incentive to motivate and improve. We got it, fist bump in the groove. Stomp the ass, stomp the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what you're doing. Discuss feelings and books, assumptions, moods, and weird looks. Difficulty challenges one will face. Positive perseverance, finish your race. Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what you're doing.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's everyone stomp the ants. By the way, let's stomp COVID-19 while we're at it. Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisy, and I am your host for the Original Lyric Stream radio show. Be well and be safe, and we're going to say this until this pandemic is over. Thank you, doctors. Thank you, nurses, and all the hospitals for taking care of the sick. And one day, my friends, we're going to be back to normal, I promise. Tonight, we're going to bring you some great music and some great conversation, and I welcome first-time listeners. We're very blessed with the people around the world that have listened to this show. To listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/originallyricstreamradio. We are an iHeartRadio podcast, yes, and you can listen to our radio show replay on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, Apple iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. We're also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify for podcasters, Breaker, Pocket Podcasts, and also Radio Public. Our radio show concept is based on my first recording in studio CD titled, of course, Original Lyrics Dream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. My website is russellpoisymusic.com. That's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded 2 albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. You know, for a change-up now, we're playing the entire Stomp the Ant song to start the show. Again, Stomp COVID-19, get it off our planet. This is my own song, and ant, what does ant stand for? It's automatic negative thought syndrome. And as the lyric says, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. My hope, we can pay it forward for the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And I will be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead that will tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. My own writing inspiration has come from life experience, current events, and family. And I wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. This is only 8 years ago. If I can do it, everybody, you can as well. So please try. Well, we have a different show tonight. Usually I would thank Bill Miller for being on the dashboard behind the scenes, loading the photos and the music from our guests. A little change up tonight. We're going to bring Bill out front tonight for a live conversation, and you're viewing a slideshow of my friend Bill Miller. He's also a musician. He is a musical engineer, and you see photos from his past to today. We're going to talk to Bill tonight about this show in the beginning, how this was started, and how we met. Talk about some guests we've had on to date and their music. Without further delay, my friend Bill Miller, welcome for being out front this week on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Hello, Russell. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Well, how you doing,
okay.
Bill?
There you go.
The first time we've heard Bill Miller on the show, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Appreciate you. Love you all. How you doing, Russell?
Hey, I'm doing great. Great. We thought about this idea last week. I brought it to your attention, and you were on board. So this is great. Bill, tell everybody where you're from and what's really cool about the city that you're living in.
Okay. Originally, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland, and now living in DeLand, Florida. DeLand's kind of a college town. It's entertainment and arts and music, and it's just a great little town. It's always got something going on. It always has festivals or parades or whatever. It's just a great little town to get involved with, and you're not far from the ocean. If you want to go to the ocean, Daytona Beach is just down the road, so it's kind of a neat little place.
No, I would agree. You know, DeLand is very cool. It's very traditional. You know, we performed in festivals there, and you've been an engineer in many festivals there. And I know we first met in Daytona Beach at the Songwriter Showcase Festival, and you were our engineer on a stage where we had a live performance with my two performance group, Artist One Show. I know you and I hit it off right away. We were talking about music, and you know, you were digging our song. You know, I recall we followed a deep heavy metal band that night, and I was like, oh no, we got to follow this band. I mean, they absolutely killed it, and they were great. And you know, that was when we first met. And I know when I first called you and asked you to be, you know, the online engineer behind the scenes, and the thought of a radio show. What was your first reaction?
I actually didn't know what to think. I really liked the concept of the show, but I was really leery about the engineer and technical end of it. I thought, oh my gosh, what am I getting into? But I got to say, I have really enjoyed this. I've loved it. I love the concept. I love all our guests. It's really been great.
Well, good. You know, it's really perfect this way, everybody. I want to explain how we do this. So I'll usually – I live in Palm Harbor, Florida myself, and I'll usually search for the guests and book the guests, and I'll send Bill photos and the MP3 tracks. And we work out of Blog Talk Radio, and they have an online studio where you actually set up everything and load the images and load the music. And we feel it's very important for me, to focus on the interview, and then Bill can be in the land working on behind the scenes on the technical aspect of the show online. And it's just a perfect system to where we can both concentrate on two different areas and really bring this show to you in the best way possible. And tonight, Bill, we're on episode 44. Can you believe it?
Wow. It's hard to believe that we're already at 44. It seems like we just started yesterday.
I know. And, for me, it's wonderful to give the artists today free. There's no cost. The exposure that they deserve. They work very hard to create their own original music, and that's the way it should be. And it's my pleasure to do it, and it's a good collaboration, between you and I. As we see in the picture slideshow tonight, you are a musician. You do play guitar. And when did you start playing and writing songs?
I go back a long way. I go back to soul music. Temptations, War Tops, Wicked Picket, and then along came Ricky Nelson. And when I first actually got involved with it was when the Beatles came along. And I picked up a guitar, I got in a group, and we did some Beatles songs and Monkees and the Loving Spoonful. Then come along a group, and I really believe that we were way ahead of time. We were just, I don't think really anybody really understood what we were doing, because everything was still soul music. And back then, all the bands, it was Suit Coats and Ties, and every band had a horn or brass section. And I have to tell you this one little short story. When we got started, picture being in a school cafeteria, and you've got soul music. Here's a group to come out, and this cafeteria was absolutely black. You couldn't see anything. And all of a sudden, you hear somebody go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and we start off with Indicata de Vida. And a black light comes on, strobe lights come on, and you see a bunch of guys with long hair, beads, bell bottoms, boots, that type of thing. And we went from Indicata de Vida to Bee Gees and the Moody Blues. And the second set, it just so happened that they played the soul version of Keep Me Hanging On. We did the Vanilla Fudge version. And at that point, I remember everybody coming up and surrounding us. And the song after that, then we started hitting Jimi Hendrix, Foxy Lady and stuff. And I can remember looking out and seeing nothing but heads. I could not see the back of the cafeteria. Amazing times. It really was. But that's kind of one of
I was going to ask you who your favorite artists are that you looked up to, but you just named several. And, when you look at Beatles and Jimi Hendrix, bands were inspired by the Beatles? They just really shaped, the music world. I think I've said this on previous episodes. If you look at the Beatles, Elvis Presley, and even Michael Jackson, and how they really pioneered, music moving forward.
Right. The biggest group that I guess I probably enjoyed the most and really came up with was the Bee Gees. And they really inspired me and also inspired the band and naturally Moody Blues. We were big on harmony. We were we were really big on harmony. And then our lead player and all, they were into the Hendrix style. So with that combination, it worked out pretty good. I mean, it really did.
Now, beautiful Bee Gees and Moody Blues, beautiful 2-3-part harmonies. You know, it's great how you can blend in, you know, great rock and roll guitar and then those, you know, beautiful harmonies, you know, in the chorus and the verse. So, yeah, great selections there. Well, everyone, we're going to play some music tonight, and I asked Bill to make a difficult choice. And believe me, this is difficult because every song we played on every episode was absolutely incredible, right? I mean, you know, how do you choose? But I just asked you off the cuff to pick, you know, four songs tonight. We're going to lead it off with your first pick, Bill. Who is that?
Okay. Don't nobody from the show feel bad because I didn't pick you. This was really hard. This was really hard. This guy, I don't know what to say about him. I mean, he did a great interview, and his music was just, I don't know how else to put it other than high energy. And with that, while I go cue this up, I understand you know him, so you want to introduce him?
Absolutely, Bill. So Donnie Fury is a great guitar player, singer-songwriter. He's from my area in Pinellas County. And I've met Donnie and had the chance to perform with him in coffee house performances we've done, you know, through the years. And he's a great artist. He is what I would call a master shredder of the guitar. You want to talk about energy and the way he moves his fingers on the fret. It's unbelievable. So the first song we're going to play tonight is Donnie Fury. This track is off Donnie's Born Again Blues CD, and this is called Ain't No Use.
Ain't no use to worry, 'cause it ain't gonna change a thing. save my soul. Come on now.
Track.
Woo. Great song.
Great guitar player. Donnie Fury. That's Donnie Fury, Ain't No Use. What do you think of that, Bill?
Oh, awesome. Just awesome. Pure energy.
Incredible. Yeah, I mean, his mentor is Jimi Hendrix, and I understand why.
Yep.
He plays just like him. I mean, the speed on the fret, and I've seen him do that. I've literally been 5 feet away from him. Well, he's been performing, and incredible. Well, Bill, we're going to go back to back on your songs, and here's selection number two. Who is next on your list?
This person I did sound for a couple of times at the festival, and this particular time was inside, and it was just a beautiful setup and surrounding and stuff, and he did a solo. And just played the piano, and I just really enjoyed his style, so I'll let you introduce him.
Yeah, Brian Iannucci was a great interview. I really enjoyed our conversation on his episode, and Bill was the engineer in the, you know, we mentioned the Florida Songwriter Showcase Association festivals, where these are held in three different areas of the East Coast of Florida, and the original artists can shine. I mean, that's all they want to hear is original music, which is great for the songwriters, including myself. Love it. So here's a great song we're going to play tonight by Brian Iannucci, and this is titled Anymore.
Think about it all the time, and the memory of that day when you left me hanging on the line. We both went our separate ways. All the hurt and the doubt and the pain, all the tears falling down like rain. It's funny how quickly something's in. Hearts and love don't always last. Dredge up the pain again and again. What's gone is never far in the past. Grab your coat and walk. walk on out the door. While my heart lies broken on the floor, 'cause she don't wanna be with me, she don't wanna be with me anymore. What's it got that I don't got? You took my world, tore it apart. I'm searching for a brand new start, but I'm finally moving on. Time is fast, I'm myself again. My friends all say I'm doing fine. Last week I saw you with him. When it barely hurt that sign, just know one day when it hurts you to the core, and you think about walking back through my door, I don't want to be with you. No, I don't want to be with you anymore. Yeah, the pain hurts so bad deep inside, I don't wanna be with you. No, I don't wanna be with you anymore. No, I don't wanna be with you. I don't wanna be with you anymore.
That's a great track. Great track. Well done, Brian. Brian Iannucci, everybody. That's Anymore. Brian can rock it out and produce a beautiful ballad like that, Bill. What a great artist.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Brian. I like his style a lot. And he did a great interview.
He really did. It was wonderful to get to know him a little better, and our listeners, too. Hey, Bill, speaking of, you know, working sound and, you know, you're a musical engineer, when did this process begin for you? I know there has to be a story there.
It started roughly about 12 years ago at the church I go to. They needed a sound person because the guy that was doing it wanted to get out of it because he'd been doing it for so long. And I didn't really get any kind of training, per se, so I really learned a lot by a whole bunch of reading and watching videos and YouTube and all that kind of stuff. And then after about 3 months, I was kind of left alone, and it just kind of went from there. And it was kind of like on-the-job training, you know. It was tough, but we got through it. And then
You do a great job, and it seems
thank you.
It seems seamless to me that you're just controlling everything behind the soundboard.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and then after that, I got hooked up with Phil for the festivals, and I just really enjoy seeing all the artists and listening to them at the festival. It's a great menu.
Yeah, let's tell everybody about that. So usually venues want you to play an all cover set. Well, this is the other way around. Phil organized festivals where, you know, he wants to hear every song, but maybe one or two original songs from the songwriter, and that's a dream for any performer to do that. So they're wonderful gatherings, and you do a great job there. Let's get to song number three, Bill. And who do you have on deck there?
Okay, this group I did sound for several times at the Land, and the stage I have is a little park setting, and each time they played, they have literally packed the park. And they kind of have a country foot stopping kind of type thing, you know, and they really get the crowd going. And you'll see what I mean when you hear the song.
Yeah, everyone, this was another great interview we had just recently. We had Mark Jones on, who's the bass player for JetBlue's Review. And Mark was great. Bill's been on the sound side, an engineer for a couple of their performances. And we're going to play another great track. This is from JetBlue's Review, titled "I'm Leaving You." Yes, I'm Leaving You. That's a great, great track. And you're right, Bill. There, stomp your feet and, you know, just have a great time with Jet Blues Review. And that's a great song. We're getting towards the end of our show, everybody. But we have one more song we're going to play. And Bill, do you want to mention what the fourth song and what are your thoughts there?
Yeah. Yeah, originally you said pick three, which was really hard for me to come down. So I says, let's have a bonus. So many great ladies that were on the show that really, really enjoyed it, and it was hard. But I think the thing that probably won me over on this pick was the harmony in the song. And with that, I'll let you tell them who it was.
Yeah, you know, our fourth song we're going to play tonight is from Chesney Clare. And I met Chesney in LinkedIn, everyone. She's 18 years old with an incredible voice. You know, I've given some advice and some music tips on the do's and don'ts. And great news, everyone. Chesney has just recorded her first original songs. She's going to be back on our show September 17th, and you know she's very excited about her her music and her career, and you know it's great. You can see the different posts that she has and of her performing live and singing a song. You know the future is very bright for Chesney Clare, everybody. And let's listen to Chesney's rendition of the song "Watch."
I'll sit and watch you call back.
Great emotion, beautiful harmonies. Well, well done, Chesney. And we look forward to having you back on the show September 17th. Bill, the time has gone so quickly. We've run out of time out of our show tonight. Hey, thanks so much for coming out in front and letting our fans get to know you and talking about the songs that were memorable to you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Really enjoyed it. It was fun. Also want to thank
Absolutely.
Everybody for listening. Thank everybody for listening.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for our future guests to hear their stories.
Absolutely. On to episode 45 next week. Everyone, please check out Bill Miller on Facebook. He's on Instagram. He'd love to say hello and become friends. And Bill is going to be with me every week as our engineer. And everybody, please visit my website, russellpoiseymusic.com. Check out all my sound, all my news. There's some great merch to include music, T-shirts for my songs. Again, my name is Russell Poiesy, your host of the Original Lyric Stream radio show. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.